PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, air quality varies drastically from county to county. A new report from the American Lung Association suggests air pollution is improving in New Jersey, but it's a mixed bag of results for ozone smog.
We saw failing grades in Bergen and Mercer counties, but we also saw A grades in Atlantic, Hunterdon, Morris, Passaic, and Warren.
Michael Seal back with American Lung Association says it's A and B grades across the board for counties when it comes to particle pollution, a.k.a. soot. It took a Monmouth County jury less than 2 hours on Wednesday to convict a Lacey Township man of murdering his wife in 2022. The killing of 51-year-old Don Cruz happened during an argument while the couple was returning home from seeing their son's band play at a gig at Asbury Lanes in Asbury Park. Jeremy Cruz surrendered to police the same day and confessed to strangling his wife and then leaving her body on the side of the road in Ocean Township. The defense claims Cruz was drunk and that he didn't mean to do it, but the jury was not buying it. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today on former President Donald Trump's claim he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. The outcome could determine whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith, which includes conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and obstruction of an official proceeding. Congressman Josh Gottheimer paid a visit to the headquarters of the MTA on Wednesday after the agency failed to comply with an official Freedom of Information law request as it pertains to its controversial congestion pricing toll. Gottheimer says the MTA CEO also ignored his repeated requests for a meeting.
Maybe the MTA and John Lieber are so arrogant or incompetent that they think blowing off the federal government is a smart move. Mind you, the U.S. government recently gave the MTA $2 billion in this year's budget.
Gottheimer, along with the New York Congresswoman, have introduced new legislation aimed at stopping the $15 per car toll from going through. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The big weather story today, cooling down. High temperatures this afternoon only reaching about 50 to 55 degrees. That is quite a difference from yesterday. We'll see mostly to partly sunny skies. Scattered clouds will linger in southern New Jersey. There is even a little chance of a sprinkle at some point today. Clear and chilly tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow looks sunny and dry. Highs improve 55 to 60. We'll top out around 60 on Saturday with clouds and maybe some late-day showers. New Jersey weather made possible by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com.
Right now, Hackensack, 44 degrees. It's 45 in New Brunswick, Evesham, 48. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.